married men live longer than single men.
No, it only seems longer.
Correct. Pay that man $8. On which side do you milk a cow?
On the outside.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. Another half hour in radio's biggest hatch of boobies with Lulu McConnell, George Shelton, Harry McNaughton, Don Novick's Rhythm Butchers, and the zaniest of the zanies, Tom Howard.
Thank you, Johnny. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are again with that quiz program that, as an educational teacher, should be in the Hall of Fame because it's a bust. We have a board of experts who are so dumb they think a bridal pass is for married couples only. Of course, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled... 5 Easy Ways to Take Names Out of Hotel Towels, or You Can't Take It With You. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
You never fail.
Men think they are smart, very clever and bland, when really they're terribly dumb. They fall for a girl and ask for her hand. Then they find themselves under her thumb.
Very cute. Right.
Yes. You like that?
Yeah, no.
I knew you would.
All right.
I dashed it off.
Oh, please, Mr. McNaughton. Yes. Next, we have a woman who is so refined she eats her chewing gum with a knife and fork. A woman so big she was lying on the beach last summer and four explorers rushed up and claimed her for England. Here she is. Here she is, the bloomer girl of Hell's Kitchen, Miss Lulu McConnell.
Mr. Howard, you didn't tell me how you like my new dress.
No, I tell you the truth, Miss McConnell, I hadn't noticed your new dress.
Well, I think it's just bland.
Thanks.
And I made it myself.
Okay.
And it only cost me $2.89 and a half.
Or, $2.89 and a half?
Yep.
Where did you get such an odd figure?
I eat too much.
You eat too much.
Yes.
That's me right. Next we have a man. Next we have a man whose parents were reading the racing form before he was born, so they got a little dope. A man? A man who was a bottle baby up to the age of 9, then they broke the bottle and let him out. Here he is, the handsomest man in America without a face. Mr. George Shelton.
Say, Mr. Howard, will you mail a letter for me after the program tonight?
Now, wait a minute.
It's for a friend of mine over on Toyd Avenue.
Look, I have no time. Mail your own letter.
Oh, it's all right. I got a 2-cent stamp on it already.
Well, mail your own... A 2-cent stamp?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Don't you know it takes a 3-cent stamp to mail a letter even in the city? The rates have gone up.
Oh, but I fooled them.
Oh, you fooled them. I'm a sucker, but how did you fool them?
Well, I bought 1,000 stamps while they're only still 2 cents apiece.
Oh. Very clever.
Oh, don't take me long to catch on.
No, very thoughtful. Let's get on here, please.
Well, Mr. Howard, you told us Roland Young was going to be here.
I told
Where
you...
Where is he?
I told you, Roland.
Yeah, and I'm all a flutter.
Thank you. You are all of that, yes. Thank you for remembering me. I did say Roland Young, and I believe he is here. Mr. Roberts, will you introduce Mr. Young?
Well, it's a pleasure, Mr. Howard.
Pleasure?
Here he is, that distinguished star of radio, stage, and screen, Mr. Roland Young.
Why, that's swell. That's real nice. Sinatra couldn't have got a better reception. Good evening, Mr. Young. Good evening, Mr. Young. This is a pleasure. It was sweet of you to come.
It was gallant of you to ask me.
I've always admired you, Mr. Young. I've
always admired you, Mr. Howard.
I think you're a great artist, Mr. Young.
I think you're a great artist, Mr. Howard.
So, you know, if we had music, you two could dance.
Ah, nice.
I'm Miss McConnell, Mr. Young.
Nobody
But
can.
You can just call me Lulu.
Yes.
I can hardly wait till you got here. I'm saving myself all for you.
Thank you for saving so much.
I see what you mean, Mr. Young. This is Mr. Sheldon, Mr. Young.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Mr. Sheldon?
How do you
do? I've heard a lot about you. In fact, I've heard a great deal about you.
Yeah, well, you can't prove a thing.
No. You just got a good lawyer, that's all. Yeah. All right, Mr. Young, this is Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Oh, yeah. How do you do?
Pleasure.
Eton?
Hello.
Oxford?
Cambridge.
Quite. Weekends at Burton on Trent.
Quite. Mondays, ulcers on stomach.
That's it.
Oh, quite.
Look, will you two guys do me a favor and keep quiet? Will you please? Let's get on here.
Quite.
Quite all right. Boy, you have great teamwork there. Mr. Young, this is a quiz program, just like Information, Please, only we're serious. We have questions. We have questions that we throw at the experts.
You really have to throw things?
Well, you see, our experts are pretty dumb, so I ask the experts a question, they try to answer them. Now, as our guest, Mr. Young, I want you to feel that you are one of us.
That's too bad. Which one?
Well, you can pick, take a pick there. If you can answer any of the questions, speak right up. Is that clear, Mr. Young?
Quite.
Tell me, Mr. Young, how are things in Hollywood? You know, I was out there. I worked in shorts.
I bet you look cute.
I bet you did.
Well, of course, that was before the sweater girl day.
Oh, yes, I imagine.
I tell you, you know, speaking of sweater girls, I was out with a sweater girl last night.
Oh, were you?
Oh, rather, yes. But I always get the kind who knit them, never the kind who wear them. Hard luck, you know.
Yeah, Mr. McNaughton, why don't you wear your tie at half mast?
Yes.
Your brain is dead, if you know what I mean. Now, look, we have a question here. Now, let's try and answer it. Now, pay attention. Here is the question. For what famous theatrical producer was the Ziegfeld Theater named? Did you hear the question, Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, I did.
Well, what do you think of it?
Well, as questions go, I think quite a lot of it.
Thank you. You wouldn't care to answer it.
Oh, no, I didn't think that much of it.
Oh, you didn't think that much of it.
By the way, Roland Young, you must know the Earl of Nottingham. Remember the son of the Brigadier?
Oh, all right.
Lived at Oyster on the Half Shell?
Cool chum of mine.
Oh, really? Then you must know his daughter, Lady Watson.
Oh, yes.
She just married young, what's his name?
I know, yes.
Yes, from whatchamacallit.
Yes, I heard. Yes.
He worked for that doodad concern.
He did, yes.
Over at Thingamajigs.
Yeah.
Did you hear about it?
Well, I knew she got married, but this is the first time I've heard all the details.
Gentlemen, can we answer the question? For what famous producer was the Ziegfeld Theater named?
I like the movies, Pat.
Who cares?
So do I. I went to the movies last night with my old man.
All right.
What a picture.
Yes.
Charles Boyer was in it, and the way he kissed the leading lady.
Yeah, what way did he kiss her?
Well, I said to my old man, why don't you kiss me like that?
Yeah, what'd your old man say?
He said he would if they'd pay him as much as they paid Boyer.
I see. And he wouldn't be overpaid 1 cent. Mr. Young, can you tell me the name of the producer after which the Ziegfeld Theater was named?
By the way, McNaughton, you must have known Colonel Fiddles there.
Colonel Fiddles, yes, indeed. Splendid chap. Great golfer.
Yes, he died on the golf course last week. Terrible thing.
No.
Just addressing the ball for his drive when he dropped dead.
Oh, shocking. That's awful.
And dreadful. Ruined his shot.
Cut it out. Ruined his shot. He must have had a stroke. Look, let's get on here. Will you please pay some attention to what's going on here?
I say, McNaughton, who is this chap always butting into our conversation? Quite crude.
Oh, Payne, he's just the quiz master, yes. But don't let him bother you.
Must he keep talking all the time? It just isn't cricket.
You two guys want to play cricket. Why don't you go to Central Park?
Right.
I say, McNaughton, isn't there some place around here where we can go to have some privacy?
I could tell you both where you could go.
Never mind, Mr. Sheldon.
Only the sailors in the house.
All right,
well, I'll play cricket with you, Mr. Young. Is it anything like post office?
No. Post office?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Post office is a children's game.
Not the way I play it.
Miss McConnell, please, Miss McConnell. Miss McConnell, you're in your second childhood.
Yeah, and I'm having more fun than I did in my first.
Thank you.
fashion. As is our custom, we have invited two studio audience members up here on the stage. They can ask the experts a question. If they get an intelligent answer, we give them the deed to Radio City. If they don't, we give them a couple of discarded Dixie cups. Who is our first contestant, Mr. Roberts?
Well, our first guest tonight, Mr. Howard, is Fire Control Man, Second Class, Bruce Griffith of the United States Navy.
Bruce, we are indeed glad to have you here with us. It certainly is a pleasure. How do you feel, Bruce?
Just fine.
Well, and you certainly do look it. Certainly you are. Certainly a fine lump of sailor, if I must say so. We always like to give the old hometown a plug. Would you care to tell us where your hometown is?
Wrightstown, Wisconsin.
Wrightstown, Wisconsin. Right you are. Very good.
Wrightstown, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, do my homework and call me Little Orphan Annie. I used to work in that town.
You're going to strain your tonsils, somebody.
Yeah, I was a farmer in a candy store.
You were a farmer in a candy store?
Yeah, I used to milk chocolates.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Shelton, did I understand you to say you used to milk chocolate?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that sort of thing?
Well, to be candid.
Mr. Sheldon, will you cut out the fun? And Mr. Young, we have a contestant here.
Well, really? He looks more like a sailor to me.
Oh, isn't this awful?
Tell me, Mr. McNaughton, is your brother Bixley in the Army?
No. You see, they put him in 5X.
5X?
Yes, that's for single men with furniture.
All the same to you guys, can we get on with the program? What's going on here? Mr. McNaughton, with the proper food and plenty of rest, and if you keep decent hours, you have excellent chances of becoming a moron.
Quite.
Now, let's get back to the contestant. We're mighty glad to have you with us, Bruce. Pay no attention.
Yeah, what's your first name, honey?
Bruce.
Cute name, huh?
Yeah, Bruce is a very...
Yeah, Bruce. Oh, cute. He's a cute kid, too, eh?
All right. Hey.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, you can just call me Fruitcake.
Yeah.
I'm full of spice.
Now, you're just as nutty, too. Bruce, you can help us out a great deal here, if you will. Will you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us? And would you be kind enough to read the question? Just read into the microphone there.
What time of day is 5 o'clock tea served?
That's a good question. What time? No help from the audience. Please, no coaxing. What time of day is 5 o'clock tea served? Now, let's give this question some consideration. What time of day is 5 o'clock tea served? Do you know, Mr. Shelton?
Do I know what?
What time of day is 5 o'clock tea served?
No, I'm sorry. My watch is broke.
Oh, I see. Your watch is broke.
It has no hands on it.
Uh-huh. What is the trouble with the hands, says I, sticking my chin out?
Well, things got so bad, I had to lay the hands off.
Yeah, lay the hands off.
Natural thing?
I certainly would love to give you the works here, Mr. Sheller. Let's get on here. What time of day is 5 o'clock tea served?
As I told you, Mr. Young, whatever became of...
He's married now.
Oh, really? Did he marry that girl that used to go with...
No, he married his nurse.
Oh, the one with the...
No, the other one.
Oh. Oh, yeah, she lives over on...
No, she moved.
She moved.
Didn't she have a brother who...
No, they thought he did. They did.
They thought he did. No, that's the wrong fellow, McNaughton. Look, please, Miss McNaughton, what time of day is 5 o'clock tea served? You ought to be able to answer that.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Howard, but I haven't got my watch with me either.
Look, you don't need a watch to tell the time of day.
No? Have you another method of telling time, Mr. Howard?
What's the matter with your watch, Mr. McNaughton?
Oh, I left it down at the second-hand store.
What's it doing at the second-hand store?
I'm having the second-hand fixed.
Yeah, the second-hand.
Boy, he's a case, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a case. Yeah, please, cut it out. Mr. Young, let me appeal to you. Can you answer the question?
Certainly, old boy. What was the question?
Oh, isn't that awful? How can a man be so stupid?
Oh, that's a very unusual question.
Look! That is not the question!
Well, you don't have to shout, old boy. You can holler, but please don't shout.
Please. Oh, goodness help the sailors on a night like this. Look, I'm just trying to get an answer to a question here.
When do you have to have the answer?
Right now.
I see. Tomorrow wouldn't do, I thought.
No. I got a date with my dentist tomorrow, Mr. Young.
What was the question again, Mr. Howard?
What time of day is 5 o'clock tea, sir? 5 o'clock tea.
Did you say 5 o'clock tea?
Right.
Splendid. I'll have mine with lemon, 2 lumps of sugar, if you don't mind.
And, of course, a crumpet.
Oh, crumpet. Quite.
Quite.
Oh,
yes.
Quite.
Yes, he loves crumpets.
is going to be good.
It's beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I see.
If I had my brushes here, I'd paint.
Beautiful. Yes.
What is it?
What is it?
They think. Boy, it sends me.
Yeah, it does. I wish it would leave you there. They think it's beautiful, Mr. Taylor.
I agree with you, Mr. Howard.
The band is playing William Tell, ladies and gentlemen. They're off.
I'm playing Richmond in the third race.
There they go. The only band in the country that plays without taking the instruments out of the cases. For finishing. When the Pied Piper chased the rats out of Hamelin, he really had Nat Novick's orchestra with him, if you want the facts. So now our orchestra, led by Dr. Novick, he is the leader because he's the only member of the orchestra that looks good from the back, he will play a number. Can we have a number, Dr. Novick? Maybe this is going to be good.
Isn't that...
Oh, no.
Isn't that beautiful, Mr. Young?
Yeah.
Quite over, quite. What would you say it was?
If you name it, you can have it.
Amusing nothing to me. What is it to you, Mr. Young?
I wouldn't care to say. After all, it could be something I ate.
I didn't think it was that early. Union takes dues from these people, they should be ashamed of themselves. This would be a good time to put the kiddies to bed, ladies and gentlemen. Time to practice.
That guy's playing the limb of a tree or something.
Oh, get it. Will you get it? Yeah, he got it. No. off the side of a boxcar somewhere. I think this is the finish, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, oh boy. Ah, stop it, ladies and gentlemen. They'll think they're good. That was Dr. Novik's Augustor. Boy, if that's music, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Well, that's music.
Yeah, all right.
Nephews, Mr. Hart.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Thank you. Now, let's get on here. Have we another contestant, Mr. Roberts?
Well, yes, we have, Mr. Howard, and here she comes now. She is Specialist Third Class Dorothy Breeden of the United States Wave.
Oh, well. How do you do, Miss Breeden? This is indeed a pleasure, and thank you a lot for exposing yourself to all this ignorance. How do you feel, Miss Breeden?
I feel fine, thank you.
That's great. You look fine.
She looks fine, too, doesn't she?
Yes, she looks very fine.
I'm glad there's something about this program I like.
Okay, Mr. Yeah.
If you don't mind, Mr. Howard, I'll take over from here.
What?
What's your name, young lady?
Wait a minute.
Dorothy Breeden.
Very pretty name.
Yes.
Then I might add a very pretty girl.
Oh, God.
Don't you think so, Mr. McLaughlin?
Quite.
Tell me, young lady, how did you happen to get mixed up in this clam bake?
Oh, now, wait a minute here, please.
Young lady, how long have you been in the service?
Almost a year.
Yeah, commendable. Where is your hometown? What's your phone number?
Oh, cut it out.
You know, I used to know a young lady from that town.
What town?
I don't know.
He didn't mention any town.
I don't care what town he mentions. I met her there.
Well, we're not interested.
Before I wrap this microphone around your neck,
What did you do before you entered the service, my dear?
I went to school.
Uh-huh. That's more than anyone here did.
All right. Thank you a lot.
What you say, young lady, that you and I duck out of this and go someplace where we can have fun.
That's a good idea, just the three of us.
We can walk. We can walk through Central Park?
Yeah, just the three of us.
Then we can take a walk up Broadway?
Oh, boy, just the three of us.
Then we can go in a nightclub?
Yeah, just the three of us.
And have a big $10 dinner.
You finally got rid of me.
Young, can I please have my program back, please?
You can have your program back. All I want is a young lady.
I see.
There he goes, throwing me over like an old dish rag.
A very good description of yourself, Miss McConnell. Very good.
But, Miss McConnell, what do you want with him? You've already got a husband.
Yeah. I got a hat, too. That don't stop me from wanting another one.
I wish you people would stop interrupting the program.
Us interrupting? Why, Mr. Young, I haven't said a word in 5 minutes.
I appreciate that, old boy.
Now, look, the only way out of this, I think, is to get our charming guest here to help us out by reaching into the dunce cap and picking out a question for us.
Don't do it, miss. You'll only get $25.
Never mind, Mr. Young. Don't do what he tells her. Would you read the question, please?
What kind of a bird is raised on an ostrich farm?
Well.
Boy, if we miss this, we're going to lay a big egg.
Oh, never mind. I was waiting for that. The question is, what kind of a bird is raised on an ostrich farm? Have you got it, Mr. McNaughton?
Have I got what, an ostrich?
Have you got the question?
They have those farms in Australia, don't they, Mr. Howard?
Yes, I believe they're quite common in Australia.
I have a friend in Australia.
You have a friend in Australia?
Yes, he's a beer salesman. He sells hops to the kangaroos.
He sells hops. Oh, yes. Please. Sells hops to the kangaroo.
Well, what's the kangaroo?
Oh, never mind. Leave him holding the bag there. Let's get on. Kangaroo is a native of Australia.
Oh, yeah, my sister married one of them.
All right. One. Look, we have a question here.
Mr. Howard, they also have ostrich farms down in Florida, you know.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I hired one of them once and took a ride.
Oh, really? Really? How much did they charge you?
$5 a day. I hired mine at night.
Oh. How much did you pay at night?
The man isn't there at night.
Yeah.
I imagine it would be cheaper that way.
Yeah.
Did you ever ride an ostrich, Mr. Young?
Several times.
Yeah?
I'll never forget the first one I rode. I was going along about 40 miles an hour when suddenly we came to a fence.
Did you make the hurdle?
No. The ostrich did, though.
How embarrassing.
Finally, I got on his back again, and away we went. We came to a fork in the road. I wanted to go one way, and the ostrich wanted to go the other way.
Yeah, what happened?
He tossed me for it.
He tossed me.
You know, riding ostriches is great sport, though. I got so I could ride along and pick up a handkerchief with my teeth.
What did you do for an encore?
I used to go back and pick up my teeth.
Well, now a special announcement. Nat Novick and his no doubt orchestra will play a selection. Put all your milk in the icebox, ladies, because this music will be sure to curdle it. Here he is, Nat Novick.
Ah, the Skater's Waltz. I've never heard it played like this before.
No, nobody else did either.
Oh, that music just carries me away.
Wherever it carries you to, I hope it leaves you there.
Player is wonderful. I love his Fritzy Carter.
Yeah, somebody ought to cut it out. There's nothing the matter with your radio, folks. The drummer just dropped his bridge work. All right, thanks. Thank you, Dr. Novick. Ladies and gentlemen. Now, just to get serious for a moment or two, I'd really like to thank our good friend, Mr. Young, for being with us this evening. He sure did do a great job, and we have enjoyed your company very much, Mr. Young. Drop in and see us again sometime.
How about next week?
That's too soon. But no kidding, Mr. Young, you really were great. Glad to have had you. Our guest next week will be Mr. Robert Benchley.
Oh, Robert Benchley.
Yes.
My favorite. Oh. I'll have to go to the beauty parlor and get myself all dolled up.
Yeah, the pet shop would do a better job.
Why don't you dry up, you old wet sponge?
Oh, you know, Bob Benchley is my favorite movie actor, yes. You know, I just love him when he says, oh, ma chérie, I kiss you. I take you to the Casbah.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I kiss you, Bill.
Mr. McNaughton.
The Casbah, I kiss
look,
you.
That's Charles Boyer. Oh,
certainly anybody knows that's Charles Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton.
I know his brother, Life Boyer.
Life Boyer. Now you know what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dense, to be dumb, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
You've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.